Hello everyone, I hope you're all well and staying safe. Thank you for tuning in to your weekly dose of Let's Talk Autistically for your health. In this episode, I will be discussing my background by the use of imagination, but please remember this is a happy, positive place for the autism community, as my goal is to achieve a positive mindset towards autism. Society is increasingly aware of autism. Now is the time to strive for acceptance within an ever-changing world. Think for a minute if you had to accept a gift from God that is hidden. It has been described as the most misunderstood gift, and having to describe your own gift all the time to ensure you don't feel socially isolated from everyone. I can't tell you the amount of times I have had to tell people what autism is and people telling me I don't look autistic. This is my ability I have had to endure since I was at primary school. It took time to adjust, but every day is a constant fight for acceptance. There is no such cure for autism, and it doesn't simply go away when you are an adult. This is called a transitional period into living an independent lifestyle and creating techniques into certain challenges in life. Imagine being surrounded by nature your entire life, with woods surrounding you and fields full of cows and horses. Living in the countryside brings loads of exotic and wild animals to your lifestyle. Over the years in my childhood, we have had encounters with guinea fowls and pheasants, but more recently, over the last 5 years, we had a strange encounter with none other than a peacock. Yes, that's right, a peacock. And it's still here to this day, showing off to everyone with its beautiful feathers and just roams around like it owns the place. Nature has been identified as a good source for serotonin. What is serotonin? Serotonin is a chemical that supports many functions within the human body. It has been notified as the happy chemical because it contributes to well-being and happiness. It is such an important neurotransmitter and is believed to help regulate mood and social behaviour, appetite and digestion, sleep memory, and sexual desire and function. Other ways to increase serotonin levels are induction, light, exercise, and diet. There are so many traits of autism, and one of them is a lack of communication in a world that is full of communication. Welcome to the world of autism. For example, I would go to a party when I was a child and stay with the parents because I was unable to strike up a conversation as clearly as anyone else would. Autistic people communicate differently to others. This will include meltdowns, stimming, saying things are fine to avoid confrontation. I have been described as being socially inappropriate in the past, when this is my unique way of communicating. It is tougher mentally in groups and crowds at schools, parties, meeting up with people I had arranged, talking on social media to interact with friends. I remember I was always quiet in assemblies and in classes as mates wouldn't understand why I never contributed towards presentations or group discussions and saying lines in performances. This would seem socially unacceptable because of the way I acted. People thought I didn't want to participate, when in fact I was taking in too much information. This then leads into a flight and fight response, and I am unable to speak my words as clearly as I would normally. My sensory coping mechanisms were through the roof when I was at school, which retorted into confusion and bullying with other pupils because they didn't understand what or why the way I was at the time. These included school bell rings, crowds, buses, banging to name a few, always made me jump out of my skin. I had to find different techniques to deal with these, including listening to music at the end of classes. The main sensory issue I have always had was the loud bangs of fireworks, but I have enforced different techniques in order to cope with these situations. I would like to know what techniques you had to impose in dealing with certain situations, including parties, groups and crowds alike. Please click on the message and let's create positive change together. I preferred my own space and still do at times, because I am always branded as being socially inappropriate with others. This results into arguments and unwanted attention, and I don't mean to. All I wanted was to be socially accepted. Instead, I feel like I have to constantly wear a social mask to hide my emotions. I have many hobbies and interests, and one of them that has always stuck around has been the interest of watching WWE. I've always been a fan of wrestling. We have been lucky enough to have gone to two WrestleManias. One was WrestleMania 24 in Florida, Orlando, and the other was WrestleMania 26 in Arizona, Phoenix. That was a big achievement in itself, as I don't deal well with large crowds, and WrestleManias are always large crowds with around 70,000. I support Manchester United, and I used to go to Scouts when I was a child. I've done many things to try and cope with being in certain groups and crowds alike. That is how I have managed to gain certain techniques into dealing with situations in life. One sport I have always been good at is swimming, because my mum was a swimming teacher and she has taught me all I know today. I remember having the first PlayStation. I've always loved gaming ever since I was a child, and to this day I still play games on the PlayStation 4. I remember my first console was a Nintendo 64, and I've always been another PlayStation member ever since. I've never gone to Xbox. I've always preferred the PlayStation. Now for the last part of the episode, let's get into more detail and facts in regards to autism and how it has changed from today. The first diagnosis of autism was in 1943 by a Dr. Leo Kanner, and he used the term to diagnose autism as a social and emotional disorder. I believe autism has always been around, but I am shocked to the core to believe it's only been diagnosed in 1943. I believe the National Autistic Society was founded in 1962, and from then on they have become the well-known charity for autism to help improve the lives of the autistic community. In 1972, the Autism Society launched the first annual National Autistic Children's Week, which evolved into National Autism Awareness Month. Autism Awareness Month, as described by the National Autistic Society, is in the month of April, and they continue to spread awareness, promote acceptance and ignite change, just like we are doing here in this podcast today. I would like to thank them for all their hard work and efforts as we campaign together in the hope that one day people see autism as a way of life, not as an indifference.